This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, Republic versus Democracy. Democracy is mob rule, usually resulting in tyranny via propaganda. It's a form of socialism that pretends that the will of the majority is in the best interests of everyone. In comparison, a republic's goal is that the locus of decision-making first starts with the individual, then the community, then the county, then the state, and final oversight by the federal government. Making choices that sacrifice individual liberties for the group's needs considered at each step. Even though democracy often plays a part, it is constrained by liberty, as formally defined in the U.S. Constitution, and also parochially according to local custom, culture, and tradition, so that at no time do people think that their own liberty is being taken unfairly. In fact, for democracy to even work, voting needs to be at the finest granularity so that only the people directly involved in the consequences of the decision are doing the voting, with the democratically elected individuals from the smaller groups acting in a representative role at ever-increasing scale. Federalism, the overarching control performed by the national government, is only for things that people from different states should expect to be in every state. For example, military conscription, interstate commerce, and the judiciary. However, all of this only works if important values like work ethic, sexual propriety, educational standards, and law enforcement are shared by everyone. Otherwise, so-called multiculturalism will destroy the society.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.